Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Welcome. You've tuned into Live with Gabby, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. Darlings, there seems to be a little conflict with starting time, so I will open the show again by saying welcome and dobro jutro. You're tuned in to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live from 11:30 to noon Central Time, and after that it will be archived. And you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and click on any date to hear an archived show. Today's topic is overthinking. You know, when you suffer from a cold and congestion, you rest, drink fluids, alter your diet, and take medicine. Now, is there a symptom to use when we suffer from congestion of overthinking? Hey, the Europeans think we're insane. We're constantly competing and comparing. You're listening to Life with Kathy. And I want you to hear what this show has to offer today. It could literally change your life. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. What are you thinking right now? What is the quality of your self-talk? Oh, by the way, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. Why do we abuse the power of overthinking? Where you go, your mind goes. Oh, let it rest. Give it some time to refuel, to regenerize. The world in which we live is our own mind, consciousness, or mind. What are you thinking right now? 347-637-3789. The battle is then not with outside forces, but between false thoughts and beliefs of our inner world, our own thinking, our own consciousness. Our work is done in mind alone, and the only equipment is thought. 24/7 is universal. I don't care who you are, what your age is, your gender, your ethnicity. We all live in mind. It can only return to us what we think into it. Did you know that your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows? Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? Hey, I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. I've researched everything I could about the power of the mind. And I have to go back to how we choose to see the world around us is a direct reflection of how we see ourselves. How do you see you? Are you aware that your thoughts shape your reality? Right now, where you are, this very minute, August 17th, 11:34 a.m. Central Time, your current attitude, what you're thinking right now, was born from the thoughts and opinions that you form, that form your belief system. And as the late, great Albert Einstein reminds us, the world we have created is a product of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking. Do you want to upgrade your attitude for success and happiness? Then pay attention to your self-talk. What are you thinking? Do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. You see, life is not a dress rehearsal, darlings. This is it. I told you earlier, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Are you thinking about you? Well, let me give you a little bit of reality right here, right now. There's only one of you. You will never happen again. So you see, how you choose to see the world is a direct reflection of how you see yourself. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And the call number is 347-637-3789. I love giving a voice to my passion. Have you ever thought of giving a voice to your passion? It doesn't matter. You could be a stay-at-home mom, pa. You have an idea. Of course, it all has to be cleared. I have to make sure that it resonates with the world and what we're doing today. You see, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be that way. So, it doesn't matter your age, your genre, ethnicity. Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, product, mission, and passion? My mission and passion is to change and redefine the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Internet radio is a powerful advertising, marketing, PR tool. And the best is that you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. And meet with Ivani in Croatian, that we'll talk, we'll get acquainted. And if your idea, your dream resonates with the world, I become your outside advocate. And I work with you on content. And then we set up a day and a time to broadcast your show. There is a one-time modest fee. Now, you could have one show, you could have 10 shows, you could have your own show. Just get in touch with blogtalkradio.com. Have you ever dreamed or thought about being part of the Live with Kathy Consortium via a 30 or 60-second commercial? Your message, your way. There's a 13-week commitment, and I help you produce your commercial. And the fee, again, is affordable. I look forward to working with all of you. Feel the energy. The Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Iron Workers Impact, Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org, I-M-P-A-C-T-net.org. www.ironwomanradio.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International and Canada. Did you know that they're the Dom Pérignon of the trades? My mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers. I want you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. It's for you gals, too. But you have to qualify. You do that by logging on to ironworkers.org and see if it's a match. And then, darlings, there's a CD out that's about 6 minutes long. I had the inspiration to write it. What a noble profession. And I open with Aaron Copland's Fanfare to the Common Man. It's available for a small fee plus shipping and handling. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The voice of inspiration and encouragement. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on to teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant Iron Age. He's a wire art sculptor and leatherworks. All of his creations are hand-built, unique, one-of-a-kind, original designs. So if you want to give someone an incredible gift, then you get in touch with me, Kathy Studio, at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. They're the creators, and they make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. Introducing Ageless Cell. Ageless Cell turns back the clock on and at a cellular level. To learn more, log on lifeextension.com. Be sure and click on magazines. I was featured in the 2005 magazine. Their magazine is worldwide. It's just really quality. And there's a chapter on how I saved face. Yeah, I was a heavy-duty sunbather. And today, to see my face, you would never dream that it saw a ray of sun. Did you know that looks do matter? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our health and our looks. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger release toxins into the body. And they're all leading factors in premature aging and death. But in the elixir of youth, seek it's of a spring chicken. My book on my methods and self-published techniques on how to de-stress your body and your face so that you could look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. It's an e-book and hard copy, and you could get it, darlings, by emailing Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. By the way, all of my rates are affordable. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam, author extraordinaire. She wrote a book about a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. In the name of the book, the title is Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. She is the originator of TNT thinking, toxic negative thinking. You know, it is such a habit that you don't even know that you have embraced it. The book is available at Barnes & Noble Amazon.com and Author House. Call to Action, The New Aging Paradigm. It redefines aging. Sidebar, I have the pleasure of being in touch with 90-year-olds in California. And I said, okay, divas, come on, tell me, what's your secret? And unanimously, they all started to laugh and said, laughter. And we just don't take life seriously. What good does it do? When you're in this state of anxiety and anticipation, you can't really get the messages that your mind and the universe and your higher power is trying to send you. So the call to action? Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never glamorized. Who said you can't be sexy and sensationally glamorous and handsome 60 and beyond? The new aging paradigm redefines aging. The dynamic 60, 80-year-old is now the new face of the 40, 50-year-old. So you're saying, well, Kathy, what's in it for me? How long will it take? How much does it cost? Where's the proof? Choices, choices, choices. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Choices come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. Did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? Do you want to be the CEO of your very own business without investing huge capital? And then create your own home-based business working from the comfort of your home. But darlings, you need the formula, and I have the formula. I had my own home-based business when I was 25 years old. Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know, before I get into the core of our topic today, I just want to plant this thought while you're listening to me. The root to overthinking is fear. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. Hey, I'd love to be invited to be a speaker at one of your meetings. My bags are packed. I travel. You see, my speaking and topics are all custom designed to fulfill your needs. It could be a speech or it could be a seminar. Staying young in mind, body, and spirit. Let's never get old, no matter how old we get. That's Mark Twain. You're here on earth for a purpose. You have to fill it. No one else can do it for you. It's you. You have to fill it. You are so brilliant. And I don't want you to be afraid to be the most brilliant you can be. You can be right now, right this minute. Over 60 and sensational? Hey guys, this is for you too. Ageism? Excuse me, together we can whip ageism in the butt. Don't blame the seniors, we're the survivors. Hey, did you know that you could have a sizzling, sensational second half of life? You can energize your life, have a fulfilling life regardless of age. And only you can refire, not retire, your passion in life. So I'm asking you, how happy are you? Did you live? Did you love? Did you matter? And right now, what if you were to get a telegram from your heart? What would it say? Call in numbers 347-637-3789. And I'm asking you, what if you were to get a telegram from your heart right now? What would it say? And going back to my speeches and seminars, I encourage audience participation. And darlings, I want you to log on kathywatsonspeaks.com, CHEHISpeaks.com. Click on the video and be prepared to be wowed. Time, Roger Plummer and Kathy. This is an original, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in our great theme songs today, James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. Now, darlings, our bags are packed. And when you watch the video, listen to Roger's voice. It is absolutely incredible. So, are you overthinking? What are your thoughts right now? 347-637-3789. A popular quote, thinking too much just brings it back to me. Now, be with me here, because there is a comparison. So if you're online with me, when you suffer from a cold and congestion, you rest, drink fluids, alter your diets, take medicine, and it's okay, you're done with it. It is fini, it is complete. You don't dwell on it. You don't take it to bed with you. You don't take it in. You've done, you've got the recipe, you're doing it, you're adhering to the recipe. It's like a recipe for a cake or a cookie. You do it, and then you put it away. Now, why can't we have a system to use when we suffer from the congestion of overthinking? You see, it's a universal challenge that causes many to become paralyzed around decision-making. Oh, we fear making the wrong choice. And we stall taking action due to overanalyzing what would happen if we make a flawed choice. How could you possibly know the degree or the quality of your choice if you haven't made one? And I want you to be aware of your reference group, the people that you are associating with every day. You see, our judgment is clouded. And if it is, it promotes anxiety and prevents us from moving forward by changing us to negative scenarios. Overthinking is the art of creating problems that aren't even there. Give your mind a rest and get out of your own way. And the root to overthinking is fear. So uproot this primal energy by changing your mental loyalty. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. What are you thinking? Who on earth are you associating with? Do they support you? We teach people how to treat us. Okay, here's some of the tools for overthinking. To eliminate overthinking, congestion, overthinking, why not use tools such as timers that will allow you to create boundaries? Are you ready? For 5 minutes, you will not allow yourself to worry. For 10 minutes, set the timer, I will allow myself to live in the dream state of possibility. Set the timer for 5 minutes. I will go back to worry. For another 10 minutes, I will return to mental expansion. I alternate this therapeutic hot and cold exercise and realize the heat of possibility feels much more enjoyable. Yes, and I'm going to make gratitude lists about my life, my talents, my accomplishments, in order. And the only way that you could do that, write it down. To clear out blockages caused by self-doubt and personal criticism. We're our worst judge. Stop judging yourself. I think you're marvelous. I think you're brilliant. You will never, ever happen again. I said to you earlier, if you want to upgrade, improve your attitude for success and happiness, change the way you think. It's your choice, our greatest power. People who have an attitude for success know they're in control of how they react and respond to situations. And they know how to recover from setbacks. Setbacks or challenges, it's just the universe telling you that you have something to learn. People who effortlessly move through life have developed an overall positive mental attitude. With a positive mental attitude, you can interpret and reframe your life experiences in a way that is helpful and advantageous for the outcome you would like to achieve. Is a system that will relieve the congestion of overthinking. Yes, I know cultivating a positive mental attitude isn't easy. Of course, we all experience stressful situations and people who push our buttons, but it's how we react, how we accept it. It takes time, practice, and support to rewire your brain for success. But choosing to shift your mindset is worth the effort. It opens doors to new perspectives, opportunities, and joyful living. It's a habit. Toxic negative thinking is a habit, and you're all in that habit. And habits are, they are difficult to eradicate, but it can be done with persistence. So now you're at the crossroads. You have to decide. You have to choose between having good or bad attitude about something or someone. Ready? Here are a few simple things you can do to shift your perspective and change your attitude for the better. You're overthinking. This may help. There has to be a system to see when we suffer from the congestion of overthinking. Watch your language. Transform your inner critic into a supportive, empowering success coach. What is your self-talk? What are you saying to yourself all day? Can you be in the present moment? You see, this is all that we have, this moment, right now. The past is gone. Tomorrow is promised to no one. We only have this present moment. So practice the awareness of being in the now, being mindful of your thoughts and your thinking. Remove yourself from toxic situations and distance yourself from negative people. Surround yourself with people and places that inspire you. I told you earlier, we teach people how to treat us. So your life, are you living your gospel according to you or to someone else? Allowing the circumstances of your life to control of your thoughts, feelings, and emotions is a limited way of living and also results in a bad attitude. But when you live in control of yourself, you are the creator, you're the Michelangelo, you're the Baryshnikov of your life. You see, when you live in control of you in situations, a positive life follows you wherever you go, propelling you forward to reach higher goals. Each circumstance and interaction you encounter gives you the opportunity to choose how to react to it. Remember, experiences don't control you, but rather you're in control. And it's your choice how to respond. Our greatest freedom is that of choice. Choices come back to embrace us or bite us in the butt. What I'm choosing for you is to live a glorious fulfilling, beautiful, and handsome life. Au revoir.